Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic AT. For today's episode, I am joined by the awesome Patrick, not Picard Stewart. Get it right, it's not Picard. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe.
It's the Full Force Weekly.
I was gonna just not say anything and wait for you to do it, and you got it. You got it. Brilliant. Brilliant start to this episode, Pat. You're an absolute star. What a crazy week. What a crazy month. I thought Yojo June was incredibly ridiculous. Yojo July has kept me, like, not sleeping, basically.
It's like Yojo June was, you know, the battle cry, but just to prepare us for July. That's all. It was just June was the warm-up month, pretty much.
I mean, I know there's a movie, and I know that it's dropping today, even though most of us have seen it now. But obviously, we'll be discussing that with Justin on the Movie Weekly. I know I'm dressed inappropriately for the Standard Weekly. I'm dressed appropriately for the Movie Weekly and inappropriately for this one. I'm probably going to be sweating by the time I get to Justin. But, well, you know, that doesn't make a difference, does it?
Every week.
Exactly. Right, loads to discuss. Let's get stuck in then, Pat, on that first bit of news. Bit dry, but let's get involved anyway in trademark news. Earlier in the week, Histank reported that Hisbro, is the new name for Hasbro, applied for another G.I. Joe-related trademark at the United States Patent and Trademark Office, or the USPTO for short, or as I like to say, USPTO. Yeah? The trademark in question is specifically for G.I. Joe categorized under entertainment services. Hasbro has expressed that the trademark is applicable for, but not limited to, movies, television series, and animated series. It's no coincidence that this trademark has been filed just a short time after hearing that a new animated series is in the works for 2022, and considering this is a new application, not a renewal, then you have to assume that preparations are being made behind the scenes for some pretty awesome stuff in the not-too-distant future. Pat, what are your thoughts here? Do you think we are looking at a move surrounding the animated series in development?
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. This seems to be a pretty standard thing to do, I think. I don't know what they have planned or how far out they plan this cartoon series to run. That's what I'm curious about. You know,
they've got one in 2023, apparently. They've got a series in development, like a follow-up series in 2023 as well. Crazy, isn't it?
Right. That is kind of crazy to me. If we know that we've already got a season two in development, it's kind of hard to say anymore, because sometimes an entire season will only be like six episodes.
So I'm looking at you, all of the new Netflix Transformers cartoons. We could be looking at a very similar business model to that, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could. So it could be that season one, maybe just like six episodes of something, and they're already working on another six episodes. So therefore, they're working on season two, or who knows? Maybe they have a dozen episodes already done, and you know, season two will be more. I miss those seasons that would be like 26 episodes,
65 episodes.
Yeah, really. I miss those days. But, you know, if they have a contained story that kind of fits within six episodes, it still could be enjoyable.
Totally. I mean, there's not really much else to say on that, but I feel like there's a connection here. And it, timing-wise, it just makes sense that that's kind of what we're looking at here. But it could be for multiple things, obviously. Not renewals, though, which is interesting. So this is a new thing. Anyway, yeah, go on, Pat. You're going to say something?
I was just going to say, and if it's cartoon, will we see figures in the classified form, or may we see something more in the 6-inch movie form?
I think we're going to see figures in this form.
Well, and we'll see them at your house, because you seem to be buying everything.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, we'll get to all that, won't we, later. Let's move on then, Pat, to the next news item, which is in Renegade Game Studios news. The latest issue of Game Trade magazine revealed the G.I. Joe deck building game from Renegade Game Studios. The game was supposed to be revealed last weekend during the Renegade Con virtual event, Thanks, Phoebes. However, that was delayed until August, which means this magazine advert should have been our second look at the new product with awesome art by Robert Atkins and colours by his brother Brian. You can see that the designs lean heavily into the vintage style with a number of Robert Atkins classic designs thrown in, like Cobra Commander and a few others. It will be $45 for release in October, strategy game with dozens of G.I. Joe heroes and vehicles, and 36 unique missions. You can play solo or with friends in a co-op of up to 4 players. It includes expert mode cards and even greater challenges. It has an age clarification of 13+, play time of 30 to 70 minutes. Pat, are you liking what you're seeing so far?
I am. I think that a lot of times for me, if I don't have the opportunity to really play these games with anybody, the nice thing is that we get character art that is somewhat consistent and for several characters. So it's almost like bio cards in some respect for me. I don't have the opportunity to really play. So that's one of the things that I'm kind of looking forward to about these cards.
Yeah, I love the collectability of that. I loved, like, even like games like Battleground, where you had loads of these, like, almost like digital trump cards, you know? Like, I really love top trump, I should say. I don't want to say that word without saying top before it, but you know what I mean. Cool, like, collectability aspect there. I'm kind of vibe, because again, like, I've talked about this in the past. Kate and I have done, you know, tabletop gaming. We do enjoy it. We have a lot of friends that kind of really into it. So that's something we kind of want to try out, definitely with that G.I. Joe game. And the fact that that Robert and Brian are involved in terms of artwork, that's just an absolute bonus, because he has been described as Mr. G.I. Joe in the past, Robert Atkins. And it's really like, you know, it's a title that is apt, because he's got some almost like, you know, the way he kind of brings his art to the G.I. Joe franchise, almost like created a, not a new standard, but like it was just his style, but it kind of became the kind of almost like the comic style for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's certainly the G.I. Joe style, and he's been doing G.I. Joe art for how many years now?
Too many.
I think he was doing it during the Devil's Due era, right?
He probably wouldn't want to admit how long he's doing it.
Yeah. It's been a long time, so it will be nice to have, like I said, the character almost like portrait art, maybe not quite that, but character art that is specific to each one that I could just kind of collect them all, as I'm prone to do, from somebody who does a lot of G.I. Joe art. It's just going to be nice to have that.
Absolutely. A bit of a shame it was revealed before, obviously, Renegade Con Virtual could kind of really get into kind of real deep discussions about the product and so on and so forth. But I suppose it doesn't take that much away from it, does it? Because we still don't know the ins and outs. We still don't know a lot of what the actual game contains. At the moment, it's all very on the surface level info, isn't it?
Right. I'm sure that this Game Trade magazine just kind of assumed that the Renegade Virtual Con had already happened, is probably what the timing of this was and why we're seeing it.
I have a feeling that the print went to print before they could even do anything about it, because obviously this was a late change in the day, wasn't it? And you know how printing now is like, it's you know, magazines are out of date after like, you know, a day, an evening. Just the news bursts attest to that. Blimey. I've got a feeling that it was already in print and they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's probably true. But I think it probably doesn't matter, because they were holding things back, and I'm certain that one image, if this went to print already, then they had this whenever they delayed things.
Yeah.
And they delayed things because they didn't have the things that they wanted to show us.
Yeah.
So it probably was not like the big news, big reveal surprise that they wanted to bring out for us at Renegade Virtual Con
Virtual. It's kind of weird, arrangement of words there. But yes, well, that is Renegade Game Studios news for this week. There always seems to be something from Renegade Game Studios. 2 weeks ago, it was the con, like the schedule reveal. 3 weeks ago, it was that they were doing a con. Then it was the con schedule. Then it was the delay. And now it's the game has kind of been leaked. So wonder what's up next week for Renegade Con Virtual, a.k.a. Renegade Game Studios. Only time will tell. A week's time, in actual fact. Next up then, dude. And your favorite type of news coming up now, mate. target listings, Hasbro internal code words, let's go. Big thanks to 80s Toy Boy for the images on these. That's 80s Toy Boy on Twitter, not just general 80s Toy Boys. We got a number of new Target system listings show up earlier in the week, including two new Target exclusive classified figures with some new Hasbro internal code words. Yes, Pat's favourite, Solar Eclipse, was followed by Solar Flare and left us stumped. So we are probably looking at two brand new characters here. We also got a Snake Eyes model kit from Bandai America, but it is likely we are looking at the recently revealed Flame Toys model kits here, as Bandai are the distributors of Flame Toys products in the USA. Pat, let's talk then about these code words. Are you intrigued at all? I mean, I know you hate this, but like, intrigued, is that a word right now you'd use?
No, not really.
Exhausted.
Intrigued, it's like, yeah, it's code words.
Angry.
That's how I feel about code words. I mean, anything could show up in the Target system saying there's code words. I guess the area where it would be bad is if we didn't see code words showing up.
Yeah. And
scary that there weren't more Joes coming out. But we're just going to continue seeing code words from now to the end of this
time.
Toy line.
Now until the end of time.
So the end of the toy line is probably the truth.
At the end of the multiverse of madness, we will. what Pat has done here is he's created another time stream, haven't you? And now we're going down the code word time stream, which is never ending, by the way. A couple of things I want to clarify here. A lot of people were saying that they think it's the Bat and Alley Viper, but we have information that kind of negates that. Long story short, those two figures are probably not going to be Target exclusives. These two particular classified listings are Target exclusives. So straight away, those two aren't in the picture. These are two new figures, guys, basically. You can trust us on that one.
So do you think because we had Carpenter Ant and Carpenter Bee, and those both turned out to be Cobra something, that Solar Flare and Solar Eclipse will mean that the word solar actually means that these are somehow themed together?
That's a very good point, actually, and I would probably suggest yes, that is very, very likely. We could actually be seeing like a new phase of like either Cobra or even like G.I. Joe. Like these could be two G.I. Joe figures, we don't really know at this stage. But yeah, definitely could be something along those lines. I hadn't even thought of that, so thanks for dropping that on me in the middle of the episode, Pat, without any pre-warning. No, that's a really good point, actually. And now that's all I can think about. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, it's funny. Like, you hate the code words, but you've come up with probably the best, like, I don't know, like, obviously there in plain sight, but wasn't really noticed yet. And that's kind of genius.
It means that it's not Armadillo, though, because he couldn't really be with anybody else.
Well, they're going to do a two-pack. They're going to slight repaint of Armadillo as Rumbler, so...
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Armadillo and Rumbler.
Comic deco for Rumbler.
Rumbler and Rumbler.
Do you know what? Funny story, I wasn't aware of that change until I read the comics for the first time, probably in my, like, I want to say, like, 20s? Like, you know, the Marvel, like, the whole run,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And when I got to that one, I'm like, hang about, what's this? I didn't know he was called Rambler. I turned into a Dreadnought at that point. I don't know why.
It is a little bit confusing to go back to that and see it and not realize that Rumbler, you know, was a separate toy that probably was later, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
It was. Yeah, it was later, wasn't it? With the Crossfire. Yeah, definitely.
Rambler, I didn't know it was you.
Okay, next up then, because that's all we can really talk about on this one again. I mean, you guys have been throwing out loads of like options for who it could be. Some people are saying Zaymot and Tomax because they've got the similar kind of names. I don't know, possibly.
That'd be themed together.
Yeah, you're right. I would expect their surnames to be the same though. So like, Douchey Flare and Gimby Flare, that kind of thing, as opposed to Solar and Solar. I don't know why that would make any difference.
It wouldn't be Solar and Raylos or anything like that.
That would be genius. Oh, but that would be, they would give that away. Like, this is the thing with the Hasbro code words. They are just so random, apart from we have seen patterns, but it's only evident after the fact. Like, if you, like, you can't even crack it at the time because it's so vague. And then it's something like the Carpenter thing was cracked. So they just changed position on the names and just threw out all these other code words. So, like, I think they're aware that people are kind of, like, figuring it out a little bit. So they've decided to kind of, like, you know, kind of make it harder for us. And anyway, this is bloody harder for us. But good point, Pat, about the possibility they could either be, like, two new Cobra guys or two new, you know, G.I. Joe themed kind of things going on. Very, very interesting point there. Anyway, that's enough of target listings. Let's move on to some really, really cool retro news, which has been kind of dominating all week. It was triple mayhem for unofficial retro figure reveals this week. Firstly, we had the Blue Hiss 3 with Rippet appearing at retail again, followed by Hasbro Fan Expo dropping some spoiler grenades with Grunt and the Cobra Officer, all three of which had been expected to show up just not before the official unveiling at Walmart CollectorCon, who dropped pre-orders for all of these this morning. This is Friday, of course, as we record this. It's a shame they were leaked early, isn't it, Pat? But it seems the way of the world with retro now, doesn't it?
Yeah, whenever you showed me these pictures, I kind of thought that they were pictures that somebody had taken inside Walmart. I just they'd shown up again the day beforehand and that somebody had them in hand, the Joes anyway. So somebody does have the Hiss though, is that right?
Yes, the Hiss was found at retail. Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah, according to Hiss Tank, there were two of their board members found Hiss Tanks at separate locations. So yeah, they'll be showing up. In fact, all of these will be showing up now going forward. And obviously this morning was actually a really interesting kind of reveal and pre-order situation, because obviously at 10 a.m. we had the Walmart reveal, and the Walmart reveal wasn't smooth in terms of, like, you know, you didn't see all of the figures, like, shown off. It was just the Stalker image. You clicked on that and went straight to Stalker. So you came out, and then there was another one above that in, like, the listing, the sliding listing. It just had Hasbro Retro, and you clicked on it and you went straight to the Trooper. So those two were, like, very prominent on the page.
Do you mean Grunt or Stalker?
No, I mean Stalker. There's an image of Stalker on the Walmart Facebook, on the Walmart website.
Yeah, so I woke up late.
Those were the two that were prominent-ish, right? One was like the main reveal. One was, you know, above it. And so the other ones, you kind of had to search a little bit. But thankfully, Praeternia on Twitter, they had loads of links to them direct. So we had Grunt, the Officer, the Blue Hiss Tank as well. And then once we found those links, it was like, great, there you go nuts. And you could kind of find them and order them. But it wasn't, like, super clear. It was definitely a thing you had to search on Walmart if you weren't really paying attention. And not just that, but then Hasbro, Pulse, they put them on their partner exclusives page at around about 11:15, like the email went out. So it probably would have been up around about 11 on Pulse. So that's also, like, you know, a bonus. And I think they're still up for pre-order. I don't think any have sold out yet. The Blue Hiss went out of stock and came back in on Walmart. And I haven't checked recently, but they were up for a fairly decent amount of time.
Yeah, whenever somebody said that they went back in stock on Walmart, I'd already ordered them on Pulse. So into Walmart's website, and they were instantly out of stock again. So they were only up again for maybe a minute or
something. Okay. Well, it's still, I find this still a massive improvement on what we've had in the past. Like, if you, like, you cast your mind back to last year when retro was going up on Walmart's site, and it was gone quicker than I think the Target exclusives went, or close to.
Whenever that happened, it was even more frustrating because the listings were going up without pictures, and then things were going out of stock, and then the pictures were being added. It was a very frustrating situation.
Yeah,
that's, so this is better than that, sure.
Yeah, and I think when you've got something like the Blue Hiss Tank was in stock for well over an hour on Walmart, which was crazy. But again, like, if you came to it late, they're out of stock now. But still, I kind of felt like this was like slightly better and a definite improvement. Much the same way, like I said, that Hasbro and Target have kind of improved the Target exclusive online scenario. I feel like this was a slight improvement today for Walmart.
For sure. I wonder what they've done in the back end, because I can't see if they limited things. I don't think they've limited anything on Walmart's website, have they?
I don't know. I can't remember seeing that on there, but it could be the case. And yeah, but the fact they have them on Pulse as well, that's brilliant. Like, that is so cool. And I'm just going to do a quick check on Pulse, because if they're still up there, then that is like probably the most significant partner exclusive. Yep, they're still all ready to pre-order on there. So that is, in my opinion, like the best partner exclusive Hasbro Pulse combination we've had so far, because like Target was good, but they were sold out like within, you know, 10 minutes, if that. But this is, you know, still going now an hour and a half strong, which is great. Like, I know people are probably listening to this thinking like, things up for an hour is still like ridiculously fast. And if you're not like paying attention to everything like we are, like on the minute, then you can miss this stuff, definitely. But I definitely think that's an improvement in my eyes.
I also like the photos that Hasbro has up on their website. The pictures are a lot more playful and fun.
Yeah.
Than just for the carded figure. They've got the explosion back and the figure posed. So you actually kind of get a look of the figure before you buy it. It's nice.
Definitely more appealing, because in the past, you can kind of look at some of this stuff in its package, and you can kind of be like, oh, it looks all right. But if you don't see it out, it really is like, you know, when you actually see them posed, it's like, oh, actually, yeah, it kind of works. They've even made the officer and the trooper look pretty good, which I know we have our kind of qualms about, but it's more, I think, more to do with the styling clash with the other figures in the line more than anything else. I don't have anything against them, like, as a figure on their own merit. But in terms of how they look with the other figures, that's where my problem lies. Would you say that's the same thing with you?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that even on their own, you pivot those boots on the on the trooper, and the boots start to not quite line up with the pant leg. So there's, you know, some things that just as a standalone figure that I think could be better on that Cobra mold.
Yeah.
And sculpting. I don't know whether you want to call it a mold or a sculpt, whichever.
Call it a scold. We'll call it a scold from now on.
But at the same time, I look at Grunt and I'm confident I am going to like that, because I did enjoy Stalker. So it's a for sure win and a for sure, well, I'll take it.
Amazing. What did you think of the blue hiss, by the way? Do you think that's like a good way for them to go in terms of... Because I mean, like... We kind of expected this anyway. We expected repaints at some stage, didn't we?
Yeah, we expected repaints at some stage. I think that the Blue Hiss hasn't been out for a long time.
21 years.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that they went with the Dirty Treads again. I don't know if I would have wanted that.
Hang on. Was the Blue Hiss 2000? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was 2000.
I guess this is the third Blue Hiss, isn't it? Because
yeah, there was one in the 25th.
But yeah, we had the one in the 25th, and then we had the original one with Rip It back in, I think it was 2000 or 2001. I think it was 2000.
I think it was, yeah. I think it's been 21 years since that particular one, but yeah, not as long since the 25th, obviously.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. Let's just say it. It's been a while.
Because though, you don't see it really anywhere. I was at Walmart last week, and I actually saw some of the fangs on clearance.
I've seen that.
But the Hiss tank is just not anywhere to be found anymore. There were a ton of those before Christmas around here. Yeah. I think there was one Walmart I was at had like 30 of them. And they sold them through. They didn't go on clearance there. They sold every one of them.
That's awesome.
So there's definitely a call for a repaint of the Hiss. Even though it seems like it's very soon, we have just, what, four vehicles now in this line, and half of them are Hiss tanks? There is a reason for it. It's going to sell.
That's a very good point about the 50%. Do you think we're going to get a Red Hiss next?
I hope that they put some things in between. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I think that it would be cool to get a Hiss driver repaint as well.
Check this out. Red Hiss with Destro. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying.
What they would more likely do, though, is a Red Hiss with the Baroness because of the whole Crimson Strike team thing. But just stay with me on this for 2 seconds, viewers. a red hiss tank that they could, like, nickname in brackets hyena. Do you know what I mean? Like, just a little subtle nod for a red hiss tank. It doesn't have to have hyena emblazed on it or red shadows all over it, but it could just be nicknamed in brackets hyena, and they throw Destro in, maybe in, like, I don't know, if they want to do him in red, whatever. But obviously a repaint in the kind of Red Jackal style would be sick. But how cool would that be, Pat? Seriously, man.
They could give him the white collar. I think that a slightly different Destro, white collar Destro, would be just fine.
Oh my goodness. It's got to happen. I'm going to push him. I'm going to call Lenny now, and I'm going to say, whoever you've got to speak to, I want this done. They listen to me. Anyway, next up. We've discussed all the figures, I think. I mean, Grunt is brilliant, let's face it. He's Stalker's body, but he's got a different head sculpt, and he's got loads of cool accessories, helmet, all the backpack, the guns, everything, brilliant. So really excited for that one, actually. One thing I did notice, though, and a few viewers did as well, Cobra Officer, silver logo on the figure, all good. Red logo on the card art. Did you notice that, Pat?
I was too busy buying it to notice that.
I'm too busy buying this stuff to give a care about what it looks like. But I thought that was interesting.
Well, that is interesting because the red logo of the officer had kind of leaked from the vintage line. Yeah, that's neat. In the vintage line, that obviously he was released on card with the silver logo, but the red logo was, I believe, leaked in the Milton Bradley card line. So it kind of makes me wonder where they're getting some of this art. It could also be from some transparencies.
Yeah.
Vintage ones. And the vintage transparencies, they may have actually just still had the logo in red.
Absolutely. And yeah, I guess it's whatever they have left, isn't it? Whatever they have available to them. And that's totally understandable. I still think it in a digital sense.
Factory goes.
Yes. Yes, we do. I still think in a digital sense, though, you could easily change that to silver once it's all on there. But yeah, I can see where the mistake has been made there, totally. Anyway, okay, well, that's retro. Big old news in the retro world today. And obviously, moving on, we have another massive... This was actually pretty massive. I know there'll be some, like, jest about this next story. And this is definitely a love it or hate it scenario, but in Mego news... As if this happened. While I was watching the awesome Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins movie on Thursday evening with my wonderful wife Kate in a full-on IMAX experience, Mego and Hasbro decided to drop an absolute Arashikagi bombshell of their own, with the reveal and pre-order for Mego's 8-inch Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow Ninja Rivals 2-pack. The figures come in that classic Mego styling with soft goods and loads of accessories, vintage inspired. Mego had announced that they had some earth-shattering news to reveal, and this must have been it. There's also a video has gone up on all the socials and on YouTube with an interview with Marty Abrams, the CEO of Mego Corp, and talking about G.I. Joe and this new kind of collaboration. Now, this is actually going to be a line as well, I've been informed officially. This is not just a one-off Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow 2-pack. It's actually part of a line that they're working in collaboration with. So that was like, when I read that, I was like, that's even more interesting. But Pat, what are your thoughts initially about these figures?
Well, you said it's a love it or hate it scenario. I'm sorry. I kind of ride right down the middle.
You have been. It's funny, like, looking at all the comments, it's like, oh, I hate this. I love this. This is like what I had as a kid. Hate this. It's crap. Love. It was literally, there was no gray areas until I spoke to you today. You are the gray area for Mego.
Honestly, the thing that I kind of would like to see come out of this, maybe some Super Joe stuff, because I'm weird.
Awesome.
This scale, you know, I want to see Super Joe. That's really what I want.
I want to see the Intruder.
Yeah, that'd be cool. He would almost need a different body style, or he just has his metal onesie, I guess.
You just stick like two, like, you know, different arms on him. Done. I feel you on that. I like, it's a funny one. When you first see them, there's definitely, do you know what I, what the thing that hit me twice, actually, two things hit me. One, I immediately thought of Robot Chicken. When they did the close-up of Storm Shadow's head, yeah. I was like, that really looks like one that like would be on Robot Chicken, and you see it moving a little bit, like, you know. And then the other thing that hit me was that 12-inch 2003 two-pack, Ninja Showdown two-pack, Snake Eyes Storm Shadow, had the soft goods. I know it's different scale, but it kind of has that vibe for me a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. They're simplified for sure to kind of mimic that Mego style, but they're also a little bit more complicated than what those old figures were with some of the accessories. So I'm kind of, if this is going to be an entire line, I'm kind of curious to see how they ride that line of fully equipping the figures and making them look like who they were versus what Mego is kind of doing. Because even beyond the superhero stuff, which in the 70s, that was awfully convenient. Everybody was just in tights. They could just, you know, put a new outfit on the body and it was that new character. For the most part, there was Hulk and some things like that they did. Then you also had like Star Trek, but that was almost convenient because they just had a phaser. So how would Mego have handled characters that needed to have backpacks and grenades and swords and a backup weapon and a holster and all these other parts that G.I. Joe figures are going to need to
and
have.
And two massive weed whackers that connect to the waist that have a backpack and a machine gun.
What, a lawnmower? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or two giant, like, double-barreled Gatling guns attached to a backpack. How are they going to do that? Because obviously we're going to get Pathfinder, we're going to get Rock and Roll, we're going to get...
Right. We're going to get Stalker, Tundra Stalker. There's just going to be a big canoe.
I would absolutely be all into that. So, so, so into that. I could see us getting a ton of more. The next in the line is going to be Snake Eyes version 1, Commando, and version 2, Storm Shadow. And then after that, it will be Ninja Force, Snake Eyes, and Storm Shadow. That'll be the line. It'll just be Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow for weeks on end. It does intrigue me, though. Don't get me wrong. And I
think the next character is, we'll see, probably Cobra Commander.
I would imagine so. And maybe even like Cobra Commander and Destro, because they'd be quite fun to do in that style. Or they could do Cobra Commander and a Joe. It probably would be Cobra and Joe, wouldn't it? They probably wouldn't do, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, probably Duke and Cobra Commander probably would be the next two.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the way it goes for everything, isn't it? It's got to be Duke,
yeah,
Cobra Commander. It's got to be Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow. It's got to be Destro Baroness. That there, you're like, I don't know. That is like what it's funny, isn't it? Because we have seen for so many years, like as Joe fans, we've had the Collectors Club, which has given us all sorts of varied, diverse characters and so on and so forth. We've had runs and waves where we haven't seen certain core characters that often. And now we're in like this year of like almost like the brand revival, or like the last 2 years, I should say. And especially like in the last 6 months, we have seen so many companies get this license. And because the core group is all very similar to these companies who haven't really utilized this property before in the past, or they have, and, you know, they've always done this, but it's always been the same core characters, hasn't it, for the last, I don't know, like a couple of months. Has been ridiculous. I mean, it's been nice to see when they haven't done the standard, like when we've had I know Roadblock has become a bit of a joke in terms of how many figures he's been getting, but, you know, it was nice to see Mezco do Roadblock. It was nice to see, you know, Icon Heroes do the twins. It was nice to see that, you know, that kind of thing, where it's not just the same thing all the time.
Yeah, that's true. We're getting so many different expressions of the core characters of G.I. Joe. I will be most curious to see, whenever we're not in a movie year, how many of these brands continue to put things out. And I think Mego could be one of those companies interested in pursuing this for quite some time.
Them and Super 7, definitely.
Oh, Super 7, sure, yeah.
Super 7 for a decade, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I wasn't even thinking about that, because to me that's just already locked in.
Yeah, that's on repeat now. I've got a feeling we're not going to be in a year where we don't have some sort of media. I feel like there's going to be animation next year, probably even the TV series next year, more animation the following year, and possibly another film. So I think we're going to have like multiple media points from now on. which just excites me. I know, like, I'm not going to dig at all of it, but just the fact that it's there and that brand's there and it breeds more things. This is what I wanted G.I. Joe to be in the similar way that Transformers was when Michael Bay started doing the movies. Now, I know people weren't in, you know, big G1 fans were not massive fans of the movies. I certainly wasn't a massive fan of the movies. But
I'm a big G1 fan, Beast Wars fan, Unicron Trilogy fan, everything else fan, but those movies.
Exactly. So, but what those movies did for the brand cannot be ignored. And you can hate them as much as you like, but they made so much money that we've been spoiled as Transformers collectors. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening with Joe at the moment. Just look what this one film has done in terms of the brand for the last couple of, for the last month on its own, which isn't over yet. Like, what has been revealed in this month has been more than I think in the entire breadth of what we had between Retaliation and the 50th. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like that's what it's been.
There's been a lot more licensees, that's for sure.
So yeah, I mean, and that to me is a good thing. So obviously, the more successful we can make all this stuff, the better it is for us, because we'll get our classified, we'll probably get even better retro figures. There's an actual party going on outside with all of the fire engines. It's like all of them are playing with each other. It's amazing.
You know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping that this license agreement between Marty Abrams, Mego, and Hasbro has Marty Abrams going, "Hey, how about some Micronauts?" That's what I'm hoping.
Micronauts, it feels like it's off the table at the moment. I feel like all of their focus is on Joe, and like they can't. I feel like with Paramount and Hasbro, it's difficult for them to balance those kind of like smaller brands, isn't it? Like at the same time.
Yeah, but maybe I don't know. I don't know if Mego would be interested in doing Micronauts again. You know, it's just funny to me the way things kind of come around in circles. And now you have Mego working with Hasbro that now owns Micronauts that Mego developed in the 70s.
It's weird, isn't it?
Weird,
and I'd be all up for another Micronauts reimagining anyway. But anyway, we have discussed, I think that was the Mego news, it was, wasn't it? In massive detail. And now we've got even more... Speaking of regurgitating the same characters over and over again, but I have no issue with that in this next bit of news, guys. It's 3-0 news. That's like me asking you, what is it, Pat? And me and you going, it's 3-0 news. Hasbro.
It's 3-0 news.
Hasbro and 3-0 have revealed yet another Fig Zero 12-inch figure hot on the heels of Snake Eyes regular Storm Shadow and Dead Game Snake Eyes. Yes, last night, product images appeared of the newest addition to the 3-0 G.I. Joe range, Camo Storm Shadow. The figure takes some inspiration from the vintage version 2 digital camo figure, but twists it slightly, giving the figure a more standard military winter camouflage instead. The figure looks outstanding and adds a few changes to their previous Storm Shadow design. This one has sleeves. They also show the hood up, which is just spectacular. Accessories-wise, he comes with two sets of very cool ninja claws, two swords, a compound bow, and four arrows, quiver and sheath backpack, nunchucks, and a bunch of spare hands. He'll be a PX Previews exclusive, but he is up for pre-order on BBTS for $189.99 with a shipping date of February 2022. He's a bit more expensive than the previous figures in the line, but he certainly looks worth it based on these images. Pat, what are you liking this design? Are you into this guy?
It looks good. I'm really curious to see some more reviews of the existing figures before I would jump in on a figure that's going to cost me almost, you know, $190 or $200 after shipping or whatever it may be.
Totally.
It's roughly $200. He looks good. I think it's interesting that they didn't go with a digital camo for the G.I. Joe style Storm Shadow. I would imagine that's because they're not doing strictly something that looks like the vintage figure, and they're kind of doing an update. And realistically, if you were going to be doing a snow camouflage, which is what it looks like he's kind of doing, having it be digital, I don't know I don't know if that makes more or less sense. I don't really know.
It's only, you only have digital winter camo when you're on an 8-bit computer game. You don't have it any other time.
I have actually
seen digital camo winter camouflage, by the way, like actual digital camo winter camouflage, and it actually looks pretty cool, but it's nothing like the Tetris blocks that Storm Shadow had on that vintage version 2.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was wondering, because, I mean, camouflage isn't one of those things that is just kind of change the colors and swap it. You know, they develop that stuff and look to see what it looks like in under infrared cameras and underneath all kinds of different situations. So I also think that it's also situational, you know, yeah. If they're in an urban area versus in you know, snow drifts, what it would look like. So I don't know. They've definitely probably chosen this for some specific reason.
Yeah. I think as well, like if you look back to the Sideshow figure, that was really cool. That had a very interesting, it was like, it wasn't digital camo. It was like random shapes, wasn't it? Like kind of long drawn out shapes with like almost like flashes on the edge, like all scratchy and like broken. So it was like all white, but then these little like gray shapes on it, but it wasn't digital camo. And I've always found that quite interesting that the version 2, the original vintage one, had that digital camo and it looked really cool and was really like stylistically like a real eye-catching, interesting vibe. And then we didn't see it again until, what was it, like 25th? And even then it wasn't done very well. I think it was like the smaller shapes. They kind of tried to do something slightly different with it, lighter gray, didn't really have the same impact. Then I think, I want to say the 50th was closest, because there was one kind of homage to it in the Rise of Cobra line, wasn't there, with the long winter jacket, and it had digital camo on it. But it, again, I'm not even sure if it was the digital camo again, was it? Or was it?
It kind of looked like that. I would call it that, but I don't think that it was patterned the same way. Like, you'd have, you know, like what would look like a corner. And I think I can remember that being on the back of his hood,
yep.
And it not being positioned horizontally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, everything was like, it was definitely digital camo, but it was more like triangular. It was more like these little angle kind of things.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the vintage is like, you know, I don't know, it just there's a better vibe to it, I think. But that was like one of the closest actually in the 2009 line. And then the one I'm thinking of was in 2013, and it was like you say, it was just like kind of like almost like tiger stripes, like almost like square tiger stripes is what he had in that one. So it has been done multiple times, and then obviously the 50th, I think, is probably one of my favorite versions, I think, of that in the modern era. So, you know, it's been done on a couple of times, but it's never been as good as that vintage version too. You know, it's never really captured the same kind of feeling. And obviously Sideshow have kind of tried to do it, but didn't. Now these guys are doing like almost like, it's definitely more standard military winter camo rather than any digital stuff. And it's just interesting to me that no one goes down that, like, let's try and see what it would look like with, you know, just that vintage style on it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you got that with your Funko Pop, but...
Yes, the Funko Pop. Yeah, it's here somewhere. It's actually in a pile of... Yeah, you're right. I've been getting caught up in Yojo June and Yojo July, haven't I? He says, wearing... He says in all of the things...
What exactly is that you're wearing? Which brand is that?
This is Hit the Heroes and Villains collection from... I think it's BioWorld, but it's there's no way... It doesn't say BioWorld anything. That's just how it was... given to us on this live stream, and then when they revealed it, it's actually Heroes and Villains is the name of the kind of collection, and it's gorgeous. Look, you've got like, can you see that, like kind of the writing on the side? You got the Arashikage, obviously, you know, branding is important, but this is the best part. Look, inbuilt ninja mask, and the hood is like Storm Shadows from the version 2. Look at that. It is gorgeous. Like, it is just perfect. And I've got the Storm Shadow one too, which, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I look like a ninja. This is amazing. This is like my dream come true.
A ninja with a baseball cap on, but yes.
All right. Easy.
And headphones.
All right.
A podcasting ninja.
All right. But yeah, this Storm Shadow one's gorgeous too. Again, look at the camo.
Yeah.
You know, not digital, but, you know, it's got like that kind of winter vibe. Again,
yeah.
Beautiful, love it. And this has got a massive cobra symbol on the back. Look at that. Look at that. Amazing. That's also got text down the arm. It's just, these are beautiful. They really are honestly worth every penny. And they're so comfortable and just amazing. Anyway, it's hot as balls in here. And I wore this because I was like, yeah, I look like I'm a ninja on camera. I look an idiot.
I think maybe for designers, there may just be a temptation to really get creative with the camouflage that you're picking for Storm Shadow. Because, you know, Storm Shadow just being in all white looks good. But whenever you're also putting him in camouflage, it makes sense to let your creative capabilities flow.
Yeah, agreed. But I think this is beautiful. I love the figures that they do. In funny story, so I've ordered Snake Eyes off Nick in the UK. He sent it to me last month, and it has been over a month now. I've been checking the tracking. It gets to Pawtucket. And then it goes, nah, I'm going to go to New York again. And then it gets back to Pawtucket. I'm going to go to Providence. Then it gets back to Pawtucket and it goes back to New York. I'm like, why? What's going on? Why is my package not getting to me? So I would be able to tell you what the figure was like if it ever got here. But it hasn't got here and it's in limbo. I tried calling them, the USPS. Not happening. Actually, was it UPS? It was UPS, I think. Tried calling them. Not a chance.
Yeah, I've had some horror stories with that. I had an unproduced Red Hiss from like the direct consumer. It was
Robot
Rebellion shipped to me along with a bunch of other stuff, like some unreleased figures and things like that. And I watched it go to Texas, stay in Texas for a few days where I contacted some people and they wouldn't redirect it. And then it went back to China and was never seen again.
That's awful.
Yeah. And then just recently I also had a rare Starcom box shipped to me.
Oh no.
And Customs decided to just take a knife and cut right through the front of the box, cutting the box inside, which is one of the rarest Starcom boxes you could find. But yes, I'm afraid for you because hopefully it arrives soon.
Well, this is why I never get anything like that over, like, you know, sent to me. I always, like, it's always new stuff I'll get sent. In terms of that kind of stuff, I'm either picking it up, finding it in, you know, conventions or whatever, or I'm just never having it. Do you know what I mean?
Some of this stuff, right, never having it would probably be my option because I've never had another opportunity to buy it.
And it's in, like, Japan or something. So, like, you know, exactly. Yeah, totally understand. Okay, right. Well, we've got 5 minutes to do the next few stories. Anyway, okay, next up then, we have Flame Toys news. This one just hit very, very recently. The Flame Toys Hito Katakuri Snake Eyes figure, which we saw schematics of many months ago, has finally been revealed in grey model form at the Hasbro Fan Expo. We got a good look at the figure, which is likely going to be quite an expensive purchase if the Hito Katakuri Arkham Knight Batman is anything to go by. That is up on BBTS for $209.99 currently, so expect a similar price for this bad boy. The figure comes in at just over 7 inches tall and will feature plastic and die-cast metal parts. I must admit, when I first saw the input drawings for this figure, I wasn't totally sold on it, but seeing it now, I have to say it looks fantastic. I'm really loving the stylized design and all the details and the armor panels. That blast is insane and the sword looks amazing. All in all, very impressed and look forward to seeing it fully painted. As soon as we get more info on this, we will update you, but for now, you can just enjoy images on our social pages. Pat, what do you think about this, seeing it like in the flesh now?
Probably actually a little less excited than the input drawings that I saw.
Weird that we went in two different directions there.
Yeah, the legs are very large. It's a little bit of a strange look. I think, though, that may be because of the fact that there's no color to it.
Yeah.
I'm curious what it will look like whenever it's fully colored, which I'm sure part of coloring it would be up to me if I were to buy this, because it is a, is it a model kit?
This is a fully kind of realized action figure. The Hito Katakuri is like, yeah. Yeah, the model kit. Yeah. The model kits are, they've also been revealed at Hasbro Fan Expo in the flesh. We've seen a few pictures of those. They look great. I think the, I'm not sure if the motorcycles have made it out yet, but they're obviously they're going to be going with those particular figures. But this is like a separate thing, same company, but like a like the 7-inch action figure with kind of a bit more heavy duty and very like high end.
And it looks like some from that other news we already did. It looked like some of the Flame Toys was going to be a tart. Oh no, we haven't done that yet, have we?
Yeah, we've done that. You're right, totally. Yeah. Bandai America push in what looks like that Snake Eyes model kit. With Snake Eyes, that's the listing. There's probably a Storm Shadow one on there. There's probably motorcycle ones on there if people haven't found them yet. So if you do, send them our way.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see some of that in the store. This definitely at $200-some. I have no expectation to see this at Target, but I'm curious to see what it looks like in full color.
Totally. Also, black is slimming. That's why I'm wearing all this today. So those thighs might not be as chunky when you see it painted up.
I should put on another black shirt then.
Oh, you look great.
I'll just wear a few of them.
You should do what Justin and I are doing, and we're doing the challenges for the Arashikage clan for the virtual running club.
I don't have time for that. I barely have time to wake up and pre-order toys.
Do that's very true. Like, I don't have time for it either, but I found like an hour at like 8 o'clock in the evening where I should be doing stuff, and instead I go and ruin myself on a treadmill or a cross trainer, come back here, crash for another hour, and then get back on it again because I'm already behind on stuff. So there you go. When you don't have the time, you make the time, and then you pay for it later when you really wish you were asleep. That's pretty much it then, I think, for the news. Yes, it is. Unless something has happened, have you checked 80s Tees by any chance?
No, let me make sure we do our weekly 80s Tees check.
Every time. We do it live just to make it that more interactive for you guys.
It's to the point where I go to Google and I type 80 and it's like 80Tees/collection/classified series. And I'm like, yes, that's the one.
Same. I literally go, I press 8 and it goes, just does it for me. Done. Straight in there. Anything
new? Nothing new on the 80s Tees front.
Still we're the same 21 items, right? Am I right? 21 items?
That's a good question. I didn't ever pay attention to that. Yeah, I don't think it gives me whatever search that I did, it doesn't actually tell me how many items.
Usually I'll go classified, right, in the search box, and then I think scroll to the bottom and it's to say 1 to 21, it usually says at the bottom.
No, I have one page that just shows me all the pictures.
Cool. I mean, I do too, but it usually tells me 1 to 21, it says underneath. I'll show you what I mean. 80s Tees.
Oh, you know what? It actually says -14 products, so I don't know what all you're looking at. The top mine says 14.
Classify. They might have taken some stuff off then in that case. If I go classified search, I scroll to the bottom and it says showing 21.
Apparently they don't want me to buy those 7 shirts.
You have been blacklisted by 80s Tees. Looks like I'm doing the check from now on. Right then. Okay, well, that is the end of the news. Let's get into shout-outs. Right, Pat. Any shout-outs this week, mate?
Philip. I got to get him in fast. So, you know, he's definitely not forgotten. Shout-out to Philip.
Brilliant.
I hope that he's gotten all of the retro stuff. I haven't checked in with him yet to see how he's doing, but very curious. Other than that, no other shout outs really for me this week.
Just Phil, as always, every week.
Just Philip, as always.
Have you got anything in recently?
Yeah, I've been on a bit of a Generation 1 Transformers hunt lately.
Yes.
And I can officially say it's done.
What was the last one figure you needed?
Target Master Scourge. He was amazing. Such a pain in the butt to find. I had to kind of source him from multiple places. I had to buy the head gun from one place, the Target Master from another, and then I bought Scourge, and it showed up, and it was wrong. Because, you know, Target Master Scourge isn't just... You can't piece these things together. It has to be right.
Yeah.
The color of the figure is not quite the same as the color of the others, in addition to the holes in the hands being changed for the Target Master. So I ended up having to buy another one with another Target Master, but that's all right. And then I had to also check that against the bootlegs that are out there. So it's been difficult to get him because of people swapping parts and because of the bootlegs existing. And then just also rare to actually find him. So Targetmaster Scourge is a tough one for sure.
Awesome. Right. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get on with what I usually have to do then. And that is, as always, big shout out to all my family and all my wonderful wife, Kate. Love you all. Kate and I did go and see the Snake Eyes movie this last Thursday in IMAX. Had a great time, loads of fun, and obviously the second time viewing for me, because obviously I got a private screening a number of weeks ago. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that yet to anybody. Probably have every week. So yeah, that was really fun, and so you know, we did that and that was great. While we were actually out, we were in the mall, because that's where the IMAX was, and popped into GameStop and I picked up one of these beauties. Now, this is the kind of mystery box, lunchbox, the kind of crossover Transformers G.I. Joe crossover, which is amazing. I haven't opened it yet, but so I don't know what's in there yet. But this is the Funko one, so it's going to have, like, you know, some Funko stuff in there. It's going to have some Pops, your favourite. We also, as well, the wonderful people at the IMAX gave us not one... but two of the prints from Dragon 76 are, and they are beautiful. Why am I doing it in front of the microphone? There you go. You guys have probably seen these ad infinitum on all the tweets I post and all of the Facebook posts as well, but really nice stuff from Dragon 76 art there, and we've got them in print form, which is great. What's really interesting, and I'll show a picture of this as well, in the theatre they had a gallery, and it had the classified box art in full print, like in full canvases, on the wall. And next to the canvases, there'd be a little plaque with the name and who the artist was and a little bio about the character. They had Snake Eyes with Storm Shadow. They had Storm Shadow with Snake Eyes. I mean, how'd you mess that up straight away? Snake Eyes is all over the posters and the billboards around them, and they still mess that up. Baroness and Scarlet were switched around. Crazy, wasn't it? Anyway, I'll flash the images up. It was bonkers, but
because you're in Rhode Island, so sourcing those would have probably been very, very local and easy for them.
They don't. I mean, who knows? You know, it's only the Hasbro are here. So like right in this area, but yeah, I found that really odd, but really nice to see the print in full. Oh, the artwork is just gorgeous up close and in big prints. Really awesome. I still want one of those giant standees, the ones like Henry looking over his shoulder. So dope. I'd love that behind me for these shows right here. Right. Next, I'll better speed up because Justin's trying to join the show now. as I showed earlier, got the 12-inch movie Titans, Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. And also the other Titans I showed off earlier. These are the 9.5-inch ones. I got these near me to be like more, you know, to be like slicker, and I've just been fumbling over it. Got Duke, got Storm Shadow, and I got Snake Eyes. So actually, these in hand are really cute. I like them a lot, Pat. Have I got a problem?
Well, how did you manage to find those is my question.
Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was brilliant. Thanks, Amazon. Really appreciate that. Funnily enough, Duke came on his own, and then the rest came at once, which is interesting. But like, yeah, really cool. I don't think I'd have seen them other than that. Super 7 as well. I've got a sweater from Super 7. I'll flash images up. It's gorgeous. Camouflage, little G.I. Joe logo on it. Softer than the sun. That doesn't make any sense, but it's really soft. Kate actually wore it as well to go to the showing last night too, which is really cool. So that's her new favorite sweater. Mine, hers now.
I just bought a Japanese logo t-shirt from Super 7.
They have some really cool things, don't they, Super 7? Like, they had some really like deep cut kind of homages.
Yeah, well, they had that really cool 4-inch Godzilla reaction figure. So I was buying that and I thought, well, this is my chance to save on some shipping. So I bought the G.I. Joe shirt that I wanted while I was at it.
Fantastic. Well, again, send me a picture, please. Although I will have a picture of the t-shirt. I want to see a picture of you in it. Is that possible?
Well, it's not here yet, so.
Oh, in that case, no.
So.
Photoshop it. what else was I going to say? Yes, okay. Also picked up the movie skins for Operation Blackout for the Xbox, because of course I did. and I downloaded the new War on Cobra 2.0 update, which has got me back into using it again. I did lose track a bit on there, but mainly because it's hard finding the time, honestly, and the only reason I've been able to get some time is waiting for things to upload and bounce and all sorts. So I have these little moments where I can just go, right, I'll just try and build my base for 5 seconds if I'm not dealing with Twitter or Facebook every 30 minutes. So it's nice to kind of get back into that again. And they've done quite a few cool updates on that too. So shout out to D3 Go and everyone involved with that too. Yeah, be playing that again a bit more. Shout out to Ezra Oroshowski, who heard that I didn't manage to get a set of those Valentine's tattoos and is sending me some in the post. You absolute star, Ezra. This means we'll have to go steady or something, I think, if you send me Valentine's and I accept them. But they're the tattoo sets that I never saw, so he's going to send me some. So thank you, Ezra. I think they're coming Monday or something. So amazing stuff. Okay, as we always say, as we've been saying for the last few months now, it's not Pride Month anymore, but we're still going to show our support for the LGBTQ+ community because that's the kind of people we are. And as we say every week, we stand with the Asian and Pacific Islander communities in saying stop Asian hate, and we'll continue to do so. Follow the links in the description if you want more information or just want to do more to help. And of course, to our patrons, our listeners, our viewers, absolutely love your support and appreciate everything you do for us and send us. And we just absolutely adore it. One more thing I will say, that this isn't to do with the patrons, listeners, or viewers, but I got this in today and I'll be doing an unboxing. So you'll be able to see the unboxing first. This is the promo pack for the Snake Eyes movie from Hasbro and Paramount. It's got some really cool goodies in there. Check out the unboxing video separately to today. And that's pretty much all she wrote for this week, Pat. Not a small episode again, sigh, but thank you very much for jumping on again, pal.
Thanks for having me again. It's always fun.
Is it?
It's Full Force Weekly.
What is it?
I'm just throwing that in because I didn't really know what to say.
But also, I did say, is it, as a question, and so you then go, it's the Full Force Weekly. I love it.
Right.
Brilliant. Well, okay. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode. Thank you for watching the Full Force Weekly. Massive thank you to my awesome co-host, Patrick, not Picard Stewart. Get it right. See you next time. And as always, 1, 2, 3, Full Force. Brilliant. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.